This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1400. Don't give away the ending. How to keep TV show twists a surprise in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. Has someone ruined the ending of a TV show, a movie, or a book for you? It can be so frustrating. On today's episode, we discuss this problem and the language in English that you need to avoid this common faux pas. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm good. Yeah, I have to be honest. I've been watching a bit more TV than usual.
That's awesome. What have you seen lately?
Oh, gosh, so many things. Oh, there's this show, Dead to Me.
Okay.
On Netflix. That was excellent. Okay. I also just watched Westworld.
Oh, Westworld. Now, is that a political show?
No. It's about the future and robots. And I can't even talk about it. I mean, I'll get more into it, but it was just a lot. It was a lot for me. But yeah, have you been watching any shows?
There's one that we've been checking out called Upload, I think.
I'm watching that.
You are watching that? Oh my God. I'm not like super into it, but it's on TV sometimes.
I know.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I feel the same way you do. It's kind of weird. A cool, interesting concept.
Yeah.
But then it also feels pretty silly, but it's just, yeah. I like that the episodes are quick and yeah. You don't have to think too much.
You can just kind of binge your way through. Right. I don't know if the acting's that good. I don't get too invested in the characters. Yeah, so maybe that means that the acting's not that great. I'm not sure. But yeah, so.
But that's funny. Yeah, what about books? Are you reading at all?
I'm actually reading Harry Potter right now, but I haven't really given it my all, unfortunately. I tend to read the news more, which is so bad. When I get to bed, I should just put down the phone. Don't read the Wall Street Journal. Don't read the New York Times. Read Harry Potter. I struggle.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I do too much like reading on my cell phone of just, you know, things I shouldn't be looking at. I know. But movies, I recently saw the movie Parasite. Mm-hmm. And that was amazing. And very suspenseful. Did you see it?
I've heard really good things about it. I do want to see it. Did you get that on Netflix or on
Amazon? No, I think I like rented it on YouTube.
Okay.
Or something, one of those sites.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. But I highly recommend it. If you watch it, you have to text me what you think.
I will.
You have to watch it.
Okay.
But yeah, the thing is, you know, when we talk about watching something or reading something, we have to be sure not to give away information that can ruin it for someone else.
Yes.
So many of these shows, especially shows that you're going to binge, are going to have endings that are a little suspenseful or, you know, things like that. It's different twists and turns. And it can be exciting to talk about something with someone else, but you might not realize that you're going to ruin someone's experience. experience.
Well, especially now that TV culture has gotten so much better. Yeah. Netflix, Amazon Prime, we just have so many good TV. I think it started with Orange is the New Black. The quality of the writing of the script was just the first, or maybe it was Breaking Bad. Just these breakout, just a new trend. TV is actually really, really good now. So everyone is engaged in some kind of series, and that's the problem. So it comes up a lot in conversation. So you don't know where people are. I hear people doing this all the time.
Yeah.
You know, asking, oh my gosh, did I just spoil that for you?
Yeah. Have you ever accidentally ruined something for someone?
Of course, because I'm kind of absent-minded sometimes in the world. I just don't even think. I do have a lot of empathy, but sometimes I just don't always think what I'm saying. You know what I mean? It's a weird way to be. I don't know.
That's funny. Oh, no. That's okay. That's okay. I think everybody has those moments. I remember, I feel like I brought this up on the show once. It was actually with Orange is the New Black, or maybe I just told you about it, where somebody once wrote a complaint about the ending of the show. Of a season on Facebook, and I just saw it and I was so upset. Or you know what happens to me sometimes? I'll like on just my automatic articles that pop up on my phone, you know, it'll just something will pop up that gives something away.
No,
and it's that so is frustrating.
When you get really invested in these shows and then you're invested with the characters and then all of a sudden you find out what happened. Because didn't the end of the first season someone die in Orange is the New Black? Oh, no, I just may have given it away for our audience.
I don't even remember. But yeah, no, I mean, it does like this happens a lot though, or it'll pop up it's terrible because I always like to read after especially interesting show. Sometimes I'll like to read what other people have to say about it, but then I'm afraid to Google even an actor's name because you're just so in danger of getting it all ruined for you. Yeah, yep, so we're going to be talking about this today, guys, but we've actually done other episodes on TV, unexpected endings, things like that. So the first one is 448 was what TV shows should you binge watch to learn to connect in English? So that was one. That's one you want to check out. And Lindsay, what else?
Yeah, so 1208, a little later, a few years later, we did this episode, Twist in the Story, how to talk about unexpected endings in English. So two really good ones, guys. Go and get your background info and then come back to this episode. Yeah,
definitely. So it is so important to not ruin endings for people. This is huge for connection. Lindsay, no, I'm just joking.
Yeah, now that I've just ruined Orange is the New Black for our audience. Sorry, guys. Wasn't thinking.
That's funny. No, you didn't say any names and I don't even remember. So, guys, we need to have the tools to have these discussions. So we're going to have some language today that we can use to warn people or to ask people about these endings. But Lindsay, first, before we go into that, what do we want to tell our listeners?
Yeah, we have our own special kind of warning or alert. In other words, guys, I wanted to make sure you know that we are working on a business English course for you guys. And we've realized that a lot of you guys are out in the modern working world. You may be working remotely, or maybe you're living in an English speaking country, working at a firm, a tech firm or Silicon Valley. Who knows? You are out there in the world and you need to know how to survive with business English in this new information economy. So we're building this all about you, relevant information based on what real people have said through interviews and surveys of people in the business world. So guys, just keep your ears open for it. We'll be making announcements soon about how you can get in, but you do not want to miss this. Okay.
Check it out. So exciting. I'm really excited about this course.
It's going to be awesome.
So, all right, this one is so huge. So we're going to get into a few terms and phrases. So we have spoiler alert, which is you hear that everywhere. Spoiler alert.
Check out the All Ears English Instagram channel if you want to learn English in a new way with us. We're building a community of learners who believe in connection, not perfection. Follow the All Ears English Instagram channel now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, spoiler alert. That would be a really good thing to say. And that gives people a chance to close their, cover their ears and not listen, right?
So, right. It's like, this is going to ruin it for you if you haven't seen it. And I'm alerting you of that. And that's what spoiler alert means.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like if you do this, then you get a pass. Like, it's fine. Right. You can proceed because you warned the person sufficiently.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Exactly. So how might we use this?
All right. So, okay. So there's something that happens at the end. Spoiler alert.
I know. I saw it. Don't worry.
Yeah, natives say it kind of fast. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
All right. And then just descriptively saying, I don't want to give anything away or give away the ending. I don't want to give away the ending. So how would that look, Michelle?
I might say, okay, so in the end, wait, I don't want to give away the ending.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay.
It is hard because, like we said before, everyone's in different places. It's not like we're all sitting down at the same time like they did in the 50s or the 60s when TV first came out and they just watched the same series. It was all aired at the same time for everyone. Right. Everyone's in different places. So you do have to be careful.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. So then on the other end, if you want to ask, right, maybe you want to just double check where the person mm-hmm. is and they're viewing, mm-hmm. you could say something like, have you seen the whole thing yet?
Right. So, Michelle, can you believe in episode 6 when... Wait. Have you seen the whole thing yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. I'll stop then. Let's talk about something else.
Thank you. That was very considerate.
All right. We have a few more here. So can I tell you the ending or do you think you might watch, see, or read it? So here you're just asking explicitly. Yeah.
I always say this to my mom. I'm really? Always like, well, because sometimes, you know, you want to tell somebody about something and you have a feeling that they're not going to watch it anyway, so it won't matter, right? So this is a good phrase to use in that kind of situation. Mm-hmm. So I might say something like, I loved that movie. Okay, so can I tell you the ending or do you think you might see it?
No, don't tell me.
Okay.
I love that. Right. All right, cool.
And then if you're the other person in the conversation, just a couple ones. So if you are, you know, you might say something like, I haven't seen it yet, so don't tell me, like what Lindsay just said.
So for example,
so then at the very end.
I haven't seen it yet, so don't tell me.
Oh, sorry.
Awesome. And then the next one would be, don't give anything away, please. So that's nice and polite. You're saying please at the end.
Yes.
And at the very last minute.
No, don't give anything away, please. Lindsay, stop. No, I'm just joking.
And then the last one is, I know there's a plot twist, but don't tell me. There's always a plot twist in these modern shows, right?
Oh my gosh, there are so many. I really recommend this show, Dead to Me.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Okay, all right, I'll check it out.
It's a dark comedy, so it's really, it's very interesting. I've never seen anything like it before in my life. It's actually a very unique show. So I could say, so was the finale good?
Yes.
Okay, I know there's a plot twist, but don't tell me.
Okay, I won't tell you.
Okay.
My lips are sealed.
Exactly. All right, cool. So yeah, these are all really useful, right, on each end of the conversation. If you're the person who is trying not to spoil something or the person who doesn't want something to be spoiled. And you can combine some of these phrases together for each part of the conversation, of course. Mm-hmm. But I feel like this is so important for connection. You do not want to give something away.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. So it's about, again, we know people are in different places with these shows, guys. So, I mean, yeah, like you said, the important thing is don't spoil that ending for someone because they invest a lot in these shows, right? People put a lot of emotions sometimes in these shows.
For sure. For sure. Absolutely. People get very invested. And yeah, it is interesting how TV became so much better than it used to be. Mm-hmm. That's something we could even do another show on, like how it kind of changed. It seemed like TV was going to be dead.
That's true.
It became so fantastic. So now
it's
too
weird.
Many things.
I think it is because of Netflix and Amazon, and now different networks are getting into it. Like I think Disney is creating their own network. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens to TV versus movies. Actually, we could do another episode on what's happening to big cinema right now.
Oh yeah.
With what was that new episode? That new series that came out, Trolls, that came out just on Netflix. I heard about something where there's some kind of dispute going on with the theaters. We could research that and do an episode on it. That'd be interesting.
What is the
future of cinema, right? I don't want movies to go away, right?
I don't either.
I love going to the movies. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So anyways, good episode today, Michelle. Yeah.
Thank you. And I have one bonus word before we go.
Okay.
It's cliffhanger. And that is that, you know, at the end of a season or at the end of an episode, that makes you say, if I don't watch the next one, I will just fall apart, right? That's like, Friends always had good cliffhangers, you know, where you just say, oh my gosh, like it ends. And the very last minute, sometimes Dan and I will be watching something and it's like the last 2 minutes and we're like, uh-oh, something's going to happen. Because you just know in certain shows that a cliffhanger is coming. And it's that thing that makes you say, like, that's what keeps it going. You're like, okay, we have to watch the next one. And I don't care what time it is, we're watching the next one.
I love that. So good. This is real English here, Michelle. This is awesome. I love
it. Yeah. This is super fun. So again, we're also talking about reading and things here, but I guess it did turn into more of a TV episode, which is okay. But same ideas. Don't give away books and movies and things like that.
Yeah.
But Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
Yeah. So for today, guys, again, like we said before, it's important not to spoil, especially if you want to, I don't know, you don't want to ruin someone's day. You don't know how seriously they're taking these shows. Okay.
Right.
You don't know how invested they are. So warn people, you have the tools now, especially if you're in a group. That could be embarrassing if the whole group hasn't seen it and you say something embarrassing.
Right.
So just avoid it.
Right. I think that is a good thing to leave on Lindsay. So
awesome.
Anyway,
awesome.
This was fun. And enjoy your TV shows.
Yeah. And guys, again, keep your eyes and ears open for our business English course. Keep checking your email and we will be making announcements on the show when it's ready for an exclusive launch. All right. I'm so excited. It's going to be great.
Yes. I can't wait.
All right. Very cool, Michelle. Talk to you soon. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.